complete disregard for his own physical or emotional well-being. In the end, it would cost him his life. His commitment to photojournalism, his determination to bring the war to the viewer and to drag the viewer into the war, was driven by his real connection with the people he portrayed. Kappa's quote, "If your photos aren't good enough, you're not close enough," could in fact be interpreted to mean, if your photos aren't good enough, it's because there is no intimacy. You have not spent enough time getting to know your subject to fully empathize with them, to understand their fears, to feel their grief, to rage at the wrongs they have suffered.
That was the photojournalist and filmmaker John D. McHugh giving the second of this week's essays, Portraits of Kappa. Tomorrow night at the same time, the historian Hilary Roberts looks at one of his extraordinary images of D-Day. That's at 11:15 tomorrow night. The programme is produced by Brian McCluskey and it's a Whistledown production for BBC Radio 3. This is BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock, and now Max Reinhardt with this evening's Late Junction.
Se ti insegue la nostalgia, se un amore devi scordare, non passare per questa via mai. Ma se ami la frenesia di una vita multicolore, tutto trovi solo se vieni qui. Questa strada sembra finta e dipinta da Renoir. C'è una fetta di Manhattan e una fetta di Boulevard. Quando è notte ha più voci, ha più luci di Broadway. Qui la luna sembra giada, dolce strada. Il mercato delle illusioni che si tiene per questa via è il più squallido che ci sia, e sì. Qui si vende gloria e speranza, il successo qui puoi comprare, ma che prezzo dovrai pagare tu? Quanta gente disperata sta in vetrina nei caffè, c'è l'attrice sorpassata e un grassone che era re. Il gran sarto con l'amico sono pronti a sorseggiare una vita dolce scialba fino all'alba. Rassomiglia a una quadriglia il via vai dei nostri eroi, il semaforo sbadiglia sulla diva e il suo playboy. Ora arriva il paparazzo e li mitraglia con il flash sui giornali del mattino. Che casino tra il regista e la stellina alle 4 del mattin. Gira un po' di polverina, annusarla è molto in. E se poi quella biondina senza sogni e gioventù con il sole sarà morta, ma che importa? E continua la sfilata dei fantasmi con il frac. caccia disperata di un articolo o di un ciak, una ignota francesina improvvisa uno striptease, è il biglietto per l'ingresso del successo. Quando il sole è più vicino e ritorna la realtà, si fa vivo il netturbino, vero re della città, spazza i sogni e le cartacce, fischiettando se ne va. Ecco dove sei finita, dolce vita. Ecco dove sei finita, dolce vita.
Welcome to Lake Junction, where we're warming up for The Sound of Cinema, the celebration of music from the movies, which is happening right across the BBC this autumn. That was Nino Rota's La Dolce Vita, sung by Caterina Ranieri from the soundtrack of Fellini's groundbreaking movie La Dolce Vita. And I have to say, there was surely more than a reverential nod there to Kurt Vile's Mack the Knife. Ah, well, we'll leave it to the lawyers. Now, Sean Rafferty will be launching Radio 3's Sound of Cinema celebrations live from the BFI on Friday. And here on Lake Junction, we'll be dipping into soundtracks, there'll be guest appearances from directors, and we'll be playing some of your suggestions for the greatest musical moments in the movies. We've already received a hefty view, but more are welcome. You can, of course, tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, or you can email us, lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now it's time to turn the spotlight on some live music, away from the movies. Two Brazilian heavyweight virtuosos are touring the UK for a fortnight at the end of this month. They would be pianist Benjamin Taubkin and UK-based percussionist Adriano Adewale. From their album The Vortex Sessions, this is a track called Núcleo Contemporâneo. Thank you.
address from a driver in my start, and I it be my trade while you get drunk and lie in the shade. I'll sing my song of golden twine across that bridge, and the town will be mine. I'll cross that bridge, and the town.
Irresistible sound of American railways. That was Say, Darling, Say by Laura Veers. She just seems to get stronger with each album, particularly in the company of producer Tucker Martin, who was also at the controls, by the way, for the last album by Lau, which does sound good. Laura Veers will be touring the UK in November. Book now. Before that, I played Tangled by Sky Needle. Now, they're a band who started life at the foot of the Brisbane Sky Needle, a derelict tourist attraction which has inspired them to perform using only homemade instruments. I think it's kind of the attractions of rubbish, something like that. Anyway, you can catch them live in Dalston, London, at Café Otto tomorrow night. And here's something even more remarkable that Café Otto are hosting. This weekend, they'll be presenting two concerts by the unique Otoa Sobi Project from Japan. Now, that's a project in which 20 artists collaborate freely with 16 people with learning difficulties, along with their families and their music therapists. And you can expect the artists to be free improvisers, pop musicians, buto dancers and installation artists. Over the last 8 years, they've given over 30 concerts. Here's an extract from their very first, which took place at the venue known as Oto no Shiro, Castle of Sound. Thank you.
tangi wapi accordéon ya férousie Camille wapi accordéon ya férousie Camille férousie Camille alobi le lombu la moins beneki osali con la calacaye accordéon na lingi kotonga yote na yembi yo na nzembo poya bana ya zai bayokanga na yo silu mwana pesi ngombe kanisa kangai wayo tozalaki na yo lokola bandeko mibale
Thank you.
The Birmingham-based Cantu Ensemble, with a characteristically unique and Latin American influenced take on Renaissance music, in that case, Una Sanosa Portia by Juan de Lencina, the 15th century Spanish composer. Before that, Franco and Tout Puissant OK Jazz, taking Congolese rumba elsewhere with a mid-60s track, Siluwangi Wapi Accordeon, on which they were joined by Camille Ferruzzi on button accordeon. I do like that early Franco stuff. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. You can find full details of all the music I'm playing tonight online. Now it's time to share Angele David Guillou's Dream of Leonor Fini, the 20th century Argentinian painter, illustrator and theatre designer. I'd never heard of Leonor or seen any of her paintings till now, but have a look at the fascinating selection of her work online and you start to wonder why she isn't as acclaimed as her famous friends like Dali, Max Ernst or Cartier-Bresson. An uncomfortable 21st century version of Moondog, maybe. That was live in New York City by the Gagmen. If it helps, I can tell you that they are Nate Young, Aaron Dillaway, and Joachim Nordwall. Here's another musical incarnation of New York, composed by Steve Reich, performed by Jonathan Sage, a clarinetist based in York on this side of the Atlantic. It's called New York Counterpoint.
Thank you.
Steve Reich's New York Counterpoint, performed by Jonathan Sage, who plays 11 separate clarinet lines on that recording. More miracles from the wind section now. Shabaka Hutchings' band Sons of Kemet features himself on sax and clarinet and Oren Marshall on tuba. And if that weren't enough to conjure a hurricane, they're joined by two of the most outstanding kit drummers on the UK jazz scene, Seb Rochford and Tom Skinner. Here's their take on global warming. Burn.
Thank you. بدن سونے کی نظر اس پر یہ نزاکت کا کہیے جی کا کہیے چاندی کا بدن سونے کی نظر اس پر یہ نزاکت ہے نزاکت کیا کہیے کس کس پہ تمہارے جلووں نے توڑی ہے قیامت کیا کہیے جی کا کہیے چاندی کا بدن سونے دھنک کے سائے میں یہ پھول گلابی چہروں کے یہ پھول گلابی ہاں یہ پھول گلابی چہروں کے گل بھی ہے گلشن بھی ہے اور تاروں کا جھرمٹ بھی یہ پھول گلابی چہروں کے یہ پھول گلابی ہے گلابی چہروں کے اس وقت ہماری کیا چیز ہے جنت کیا کہیے کہ جی کیا کہیے اس وقت ہماری نظروں میں
تم سے نظریں جو ملی دن دنیا سے گئے ایک تمنا کے سوا ہر تمنا سے گئے مست آنکھوں سے جو پی جام مینا سے گئے زلف لہرائی جہاں ہم بھی لہرا سے گئے پورے ملتی ہے کسے اس کی پرواہ سے گئے اس کی پرواہ سے کے پرواہ سے گئے اس وقت ہماری نظروں میں کیا چیز ہے جنت کا کہیے کہ جی کا کہیے چاندی کا بدن سونے
اور رو رو جان گوائیں ہائے دی قسمت انہی کے منہ سے دیوانے کہلائیں
کہ اب یہ حال ہے ان دیوانوں کا یہ حال ہے ان دیوانوں کا
کرے خیال ہر لب ہے ارد شوق تو ہر टवान गई यही रंग रहा यही ढंग रहा तो मैं जान ये जान लो जान गई
ये हाल है इन दीवानों का ये हाल है इन दीवानों का
बीमार को अच्छा करे कोई
कोई बेवजह से पड़े तो क्यों परवाह करे कोई
किसी मजबूरे गम का हाल क्यों ऐसा करे कोई
मजा जब है कि तुम तड़पा करो तुम देखा करे कोई
मरे हम और तुम पर कि तुम पर खून का दावा दावा करे कोई दावा करे कोई
ये हाल है इन दीवानों का ये हाल है इन दीवानों का ये हाल है इन दीवानों का ये हाल है इन दीवानों का
There'll be much more of the sound of the cinema on Lake Junction tonight and over the next few weeks. That was Mohammed Rafi, Asha Bhosle and chorus with Chandi Ka Badan from the 1963 Bollywood hit movie Taj Mahal. It's from a compilation, Sufis at the Cinema, 50 years of Bollywood Qawwali and Sufi song, 1958 to 2007. Well worth a listen. I'll be playing much more music from Bollywood films next week, as suggested by various listeners. In fact, if you want to make some suggestions for film music we should be playing on Lake Junction, then tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And there's quite a few tweets coming in. John Struthers is asking if you have to wear 3D specs to listen to Lake Junction tonight. Don't you every night? And Ewan McAleese says he's in the bath having an amazing audio experience. Listening to Lake Junction, I should add hastily. Now, there's a new compilation coming out from Maison Discos, the UK label that features nothing but cutting-edge artists from Brazil. It's called Da Hora Underground, Sounds of Urban Brazil. And from it comes Sambanzo, looking across the Atlantic to Ethiopia. Well, now here's a movie question. What's happening to director Steve McQueen's movie about the life of Fela Kuti, featuring Chiwetel Ejiofor as the man himself? Well, maybe the answer is that their movie 12 Years a Slave is about to hit the Oscar nominations in a pretty big way. But maybe they'll get round to it later on. If you know the answer to that, well, let us know. You can tweet, of course, at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction. I just played a pre-Afrobeat mid-60s track by Fela and his band of the time, Cuello Lobitos, which featured his long-term musical partner, Tony Allen, on drums and sounded a lot like the sound of London from the 60s. Wadele Waroi, a tribute to Lagos, his funky, swinging, crazy, get-over-smart-ass city to kind of cobble the translation all together. If you want to catch some of that experience, Fela's one-time rival Orlando Julius is playing live this Saturday at Rich Mix in East London with the Heliocentrics. And if you want to hear how Fela sounds in the hands of a current Nigerian, here's African Boy taking that Fela track we just heard to new places. Hit 'em up.
The rise of Captain Africa. Kilo Shele. Kilo Shele, I'm the ever eater. Afro grind, I run it like Kenya. I'm not a bus driver, but I ride it like Okada. If you got a bootleg CD, when I was younger, they said I was fat. I stopped learning how to swim just because of that. Now that I'm older, they said I'm looking skinny. What everybody thinks, I just don't need. Pounded lamb belly, living poor. I saw the rich on TV, so I want to know. The truth is, I only rap, but they said I couldn't do it. Now who's foolish? Somebody better call Ashanti. Olushola, but my auntie called me Shirley. She died of cancer. I'll be human or I'll be dancer. Shout out to my cousin Africa Labasha.
Thank you. together, baby. You know I'm lost without your love. Just like a bird without its feathers, babe. You know I'm lost without your love. Well, I need your loving, babe. Just like the angels need heaven above. Don't you listen to me, baby. Mom and try to understand. Why don't you listen to me, baby? Mom and try to understand. Well, I'm in love with you, babe, and you loving another man. I spent time in a cold jailhouse, baby, and I had the blues real bad. The blue real bad. But the blues you gave me, babe, was the worst I ever had.
Lost Without Love, a 1956 recording by Louisiana bluesman Lonesome Sundown, or Cornelius Green, which was what his parents mistakenly called him. I don't know where the time has gone tonight, but that is just about it for Late Junction. We'll be back tomorrow with more soundtrack music, voodoo of one kind and another, and some of Beethoven's Diabelli revelations. I'm going to leave you with Spark, a prepared piano piece from Hauschka, and this Brazilian gem from the young cellist and singer Dom La Nena, Ella. Good night, and thanks for listening.
Ela não pode pensar, ela não pode lembrar. Não quer nem mencionar do que ficou pra trás. Ela não quer olhar, não pode suportar de saber que é assim. Tudo um dia tem fim e ela nunca foi feliz. Sua vida é feita de ares bons, ares ruins, noites estreladas, noites de luar. Nunca o mesmo dia, nunca o mesmo ar. Pra onde é que foi que o vento levou o seu olhar? Ela não quer nem tentar abrir os olhos e ver ao longe o mar. Não consegue escutar, não consegue cantar, não consegue chorar. Sua vida é feita de ares bons, ares ruins, quando na janela despertar, fica sufocada e não pode pular. Sua vida é feita de ares bons, ares ruins, noites estreladas, noites de luar. Nunca o mesmo.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. The Australian Chamber Orchestra are doing the honours for this opening hour and a half. It's a concert they gave in the Adelaide Town Hall in October last year. And Richard Egar, who conducts and plays, devised the concert with them. A light-hearted personal selection of Baroque music by Bieber, Averson, Mozart, Handel, Telemann, Bach. And as for this first piece, as Richard Egar put it himself, imagine yourself in a splendour-filled, expensive palazzo in Rome, wealth and power dripping everywhere. And here is the Don Corleone of music, Corelli, directing one of his grand concerti grossi. An example of what was new and exciting around 1700 in Rome, the first of Corelli's Opus 6 Concerti Grossi, Richard Egar directing the Australian Chamber Orchestra. Well, they go back a century now, and to Venice. Dario Castello was a wind player at St Mark's when Monteverdi was there, and he was something of a pioneer of a new dramatic style in music. The Australian Chamber Orchestra here in a group of Castello sonatas.
Música.